You're listening pretty late, and it is absolutely my honor to introduce the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, and they'll be playing Begin the Begin. Begin. Begin the Begin. Really, nothing better than hearing Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Really, so lovely. I got chills. I know Daphne Scott and Dr. Daniela Schreier are in studio with me, and that's, you didn't expect that.
I am blown away.
Yeah, speechless.
It was beautiful. I've never heard, I sort of said like, oh, I can't wait to hear those clarinets play, and there was a part of me that was very curious, and oh my goodness, I've never heard a clarinet sound so beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
And the bass clarinet, that was really fantastic.
And I want to thank Craig Collins again, because this is what happened. We were having bands on, and we were having Bitter Jester Battle of the Bands, and then we had other performers in. And every time I would ask, when did you start playing an instrument? What was your first instrument? And I would say 90% of the musicians in the studio would tell me they started out playing the clarinet.
Oh.
But they were all playing guitar, they were playing the drums, they were playing something else. And I said, well, where are my clarinet players? I want my father-in-law was a clarinet player, and
wow.
my dad loved clarinets and Benny Goodman, so
you asked for a clarinet, and then I contacted Rose and said, how many clarinets can we get? And I think the first performance we had 10.
Unbelievable. It would seem like it was more, Rose, on the first appearance you guys made.
We did, because we didn't know how small the studio was, so
We don't mind that you do that again.
That was great.
It was spectacular. We'll do that again. And I think there were like 16 people.
If Rose wants to grab a seat.
Rose, do you want to come and grab a seat next to Dr. Daniela over here? Because Rose is it's hard to she got lights in her eyes, and I'm like pointing at things.
Right.
We are thrilled every time. This is your third appearance on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, and I'm so honored to have you in the studio again.
Thank you
for making
we're
this happen.
To be here.
And you are in residence at Northeastern Illinois University.
Yes, we are.
Which is another reason why I love you, because my mother graduated from there. When she came to the United States, she studied at a community college, and then she transferred to Northeastern Illinois University, where she got her degree, and then she got her business degree, top 1% of her class. English is a second language. So I grew up over there. They actually call it Kitty College at Northeastern. It's a great campus.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
And so many opportunities for people, whether they're in music or in theater. I know Folklorico always performs there too.
Mm-hmm.
So what? How do you gather clarinet players? I mean, do you put out like a call for, hey, who plays a clarinet? Come join
Craigslist.
Us.
You're like an ad on Craigslist.
Well, there's enough core members that we have enough people that we know that we can call. We have an email list that has around 50 or 60 people on it. So when we're having a big concert and we want to do something with all of the clarinets, I just send a mass email. And usually I get more than than I think I'm going to get. So it's
50,
always a great time.
50 or
we have
60.
A concert on March 9th. We have about 45 clarinets in the ensemble.
Oh, see?
I would love to. Where is that at?
Northeastern.
Oh, it is all at Northeastern.
Yeah. Yeah. Foster.
Northeastern.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to hear that.
Claire,
you're welcome.
Craig is trying to figure out if we could fit 40 or 50 in the studio.
What we need to do is a clarinet flash mob. I think we need to get all the clarinets to show up for some
do
kind
a
of
video?
Flash mob. Yeah.
Oh,
Patty
I would
just
love
has
that.
All these clarinets rising from the ground or something.
Yes,
I don't know.
And just
I don't know
playing
how much
somewhere. Maybe in a. I think in a subway you'd have better acoustics.
Right. Some of them could be dressed as angels and dangling from the roof. We can figure this out.
We need to do stairwell.
Well, Craig, you're taking this to the next level, Craig.
Hey, really I want is. This video to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I think so too.
That concert. Actually, we're doing our first rock and roll song, Take On Me.
All right. Oh,
that's
fantastic.
Exciting.
I know. Everyone's looking at it. Take
soundtrack
on me.
Yeah. Yes, that's the one.
Did you love it when I just start singing and it's just completely out of context and it could be the wrong song altogether? Rose, Craig was telling me that that there's also because we were supposed to have you in for Valentine's Day and we had some trouble with the scheduling and everything like that, and I apologize to you because I really wanted you for Valentine's Day. It's all on me. We try and I poor Craig has to deal with my what about this and what about that. You have a romantic tale to tell us that kind of ties in with Valentine's Day.
We do. We have Elizabeth Kostensky and Miguel Hernandez. Mm-hmm. They are sitting behind you. They are actually clarinet students at Northeastern Illinois University.
Aww.
And they're core members of the clarinet ensemble. They met in the clarinet studio at Northeastern.
Oh.
Elizabeth's freshman year. Miguel was a sophomore, I believe. And last year, they announced their engagement.
Hey, congratulations.
should we
talk to them after the break and talk to them about their do you guys want to talk about your romance, or are you kind of like here against your will? You can talk about you're like again. We had to tell this story. The clarinets. No, it's very sweet. Again, we are talking to the clarinet. Oh, there we go.
Me, oh, there it is.
Oh, me, take me. Is that? Are you playing that so I don't sing it?
I figured this was a great way to go to commercial.
And after this break, you're playing another song. You're playing which one?
We're going to play Love Me Tender, made famous by Elvis Presley.
Oh, this is fantastic. Which means you have two more, at least two more songs for us.
We have Love Me Tender, and we also have You Made Me Love You.
I'm so excited for both of these songs. So after the break, we'll hear Love Me Tender from the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. We still have Dr. Daniela Schreier in studio with us and Dr. Daphne Scott. More after this on 720 WGN. And now it's again my pleasure to introduce the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble with Love Me Tender. You were done, right? Okay. I had that moment of like, did I just cut them off before they were finished? I want to let you know about a post we have on our Facebook page, which is from John, a regular listener of our show. That was amazing. Not too many left like these guys. Thank you so very much.
Aww.
So, really, thank you, thank you, thank you. Really beautiful music. I don't know why, but I get chills. I don't know why clarinets speak to me so much. I don't know if I'm the only one, if it's something from my childhood.
They're speaking to me. I'm sort of shocked.
It's wonderful.
I'm surprised
and
at myself.
Because people, again, like I told you, musicians seem to leave. They start out the clarinet or at some point in their lives, and then they want to be the guy with the guitar or the guy behind the girl behind the drums. And we also have in studio with us a couple of students who are you former students, Miguel and Elizabeth?
Current students.
And what year are you in, Elizabeth?
Not like to say too long.
Oh, too long.
No, I'm in my fifth year.
You're adorable that you think that that's too long. Stay in school as long as you can. Ask Daphne. Yeah. Ask Daniela. There's nothing wrong with finding out who you are, especially when you're in school. If you have the opportunity, it's not too long. You're doing the right thing.
I'm on my third degree, Elizabeth. You're fine.
She's school. And Miguel, how are you still at Northeastern?
Yes, I'm in my seventh year, and I'm currently student teaching.
Oh, wonderful! What are you teaching? Don't say clarinet because then I'll be embarrassed. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm at a middle school in Lincolnwood, Lincoln Hall Middle School.
Oh, lovely.
And I get to teach anything and everything band.
Okay. So all the musical instruments
all the wind instruments and percussion.
Do you do vocals at all? I need advice. I need to find advice. Craig, I forgot to tell you about this. Griffin is auditioning for the school play, and he wants... It's Annie, by the way, which is so tough for boys.
Yeah, that's not easy.
But I need to find a vocal coach for him. Because 312-981-7200.
I thought you were going to say for yourself.
That goes without saying, a vocal coach for me. But I'm not auditioning for anything. Anyway, I'm sorry. In Lincolnwood, you're teaching anything band.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find, because, you know, the thing about music is that it makes the brain active on all levels. They've done research on this that you're more likely to learn things if you can incorporate music somehow. It triggers different parts of the brain. Have you studied any of that throughout your education?
Yes, I studied some of that in my curriculum class, mm-hmm. and the educational psychology, actually.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's important. Mm-hmm. And so, Elizabeth, I'm going to ask you a little bit closer to the microphone because I know these seem high tech, but they're there you go. Thank you so much. What are you studying at Northeastern?
Music education.
And how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. So you guys met in clarinet.
Yeah.
So you're our romance story, our Valentine's story.
Yes, we are.
So did you see each other over the clarinets and you thought...
Yeah, was it love at first play or something?
Right. It was actually kind of like that.
Yes?
I met Miguel in band, but actually I first found him attractive when he was playing in our studio.
Okay.
He was performing for us and I was like... that clarinet.
Right?
I was totally oblivious to that.
Well, and that makes you even cooler, right?
How many times do chicks say, that clarinet? That is a phrase I've heard all the time.
Well, and they should be saying it more often. If the music you've heard so far is any indication of what women should be drawn to, I think that's, yes.
I agree.
That's how I knew she was the one.
She was the one? She was drawn to the clarinet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and doesn't it make him cooler that he doesn't even realize how good he is at it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like he's aloof about... Not aloof, not hard to get, but just. So, how long were you guys dating before you guys have decided to? I don't even assume that guys ask anymore. You never know.
About 3.5 years.
Oh, wonderful! So that's about right. Where are you from originally, Elizabeth?
Chicago.
It's just Chicago, not a neighborhood. You can tell us a neighborhood. We're all friends here.
I'm not good with that kind of thing. That's what Miguel's here for.
What neighborhood you're from?
Yeah, like you can ask Miguel. I'm like really bad with stuff.
How about what high school you went to?
I went to Lane Tech.
Okay, that's fine. That's an answer.
I don't know.
Here's how I know you went to Lane. L-A-N. Wait, L-A-N-E. L-A-N-E. T-E. Wow, she did not. Wow, she went to Lane Tech.
I didn't really have school spirit.
T-E-C-H. Go Lane. I'm sorry. That's just me and people.
So you don't know what neighborhood and you don't know your cheer.
Go Lane, to you will there be true. Be fearless and bold for the myrtle and the gold. Go Lane. Yes.
What's nice, though, is that apparently Miguel knows all this information, so they're a perfect pick.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it is actually hard for her to know which neighborhood because it's a magnet school, so you can come from anywhere in the city.
Yeah.
What, so, Miguel, what neighborhood did she grow up in?
I don't know what the name is, but it, mm-hmm. it's roughly around the border of like Chicago, Norridge, and Harwood Heights.
Okay, so you grew up in unincorporated Norwood Park.
Well, who doesn't know
Thanks
that?
For letting me know.
Nailed it.
Yes, no, that's because that's where I grew up. It's kind of, it's there's Old Norwood Park and there's New Norwood Park. So you grew up right around that area. So somewhere about Harlem and, Harlem and, hold on a second, and Higgins.
Can we get to the love story?
Yes. The love story is that Miguel knows exactly where she grew up. I love that. Miguel, where are you from originally?
Also Chicago. I grew up in the Humboldt Park area, okay. and I went to Lincoln Park High School.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Which was, and here's more for you, was formerly Waller High School.
Yes, it was.
I'm more and more impressed with you, Patty, every day. Every day.
I love your story. And do you, now, is your family, do you have like a long engagement? Do you know when you want to seal the deal? That sounds so wrong. I apologize to everyone involved.
It's not going to be this May, the following May.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So. You want to make sure that you know exactly how you're going to have it done and everything. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get married in the city?
It's pending. It's still pending.
We're still saving.
Oh, yes. No. Yeah. Well, another Daniela will tell you, people always think, like, when's the right time and how much should we... And she's very practical at these things.
I think it's going to be a destination wedding. And as I'm a former, actually, clarinet player, I think I might be invited.
What? I didn't know
Everyone's
that.
Invited.
Everyone's invited.
There, I love that. I didn't know you played the clarinet.
My first love. I mean, not to talk about me. You guys are wonderful.
Aren't
Thank
they
you.
Astounding?
I would like your email so I can be in touch. I started when I was five, mm-hmm. and I started with the small, the S clarinet, because my fingers wouldn't open up enough, and we have it right here behind me.
Wow.
Right?
So are you saying the children's clarinet is the one they're going to teach
me how to
play?
No. Actually, it's not about children. It's about how actually flexible your fingers are, or how far mm-hmm. you can open them. Later on, I graduated to the larger one. But you said many people play the clarinet. It's where they start out, but they abandon it because it's very, very difficult. I, for example, you start with the clarinet, you go to the saxophone. People think the saxophone is so much more difficult to play. It's much easier if you think about the mouse work than the clarinet. It's a very hard instrument to play. And I think if people master the clarinet, they can move forward to most other instruments without so much, how can I say that, pain.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That's lovely. By the way, everyone was nodding their heads when they were saying how much harder
really
you were saying.
Hello, I went to conservatorium harder. For music, so I wanted to be a musician, so I know.
Yes.
But back to the love story, destination wedding, where shall we go?
Yes, there. I think Chicago's a great place to get married. There's so many beautiful
places.
I don't
think we're going to do a destination wedding.
No? You can marry like the Chicago Historical Society has. I don't know what the prices are, but there's some really beautiful places you can get married that are unexpected parts mm-hmm. of the city. Really beautiful. Especially if you're into education, you know, there's really cool like libraries throughout the city.
And since you don't know the neighborhoods, it will feel like a destination.
I like it.
From the 312 real quick, do you have a band? Because I'm sure the other clarinet players would love to be your wedding band.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm.
That's how you're all invited.
That's how you're all be playing. Play for your dinner. We're going to have more from the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. They're going to play You Made Me Love You, which is just one of my favorite. I don't know why it's one of my favorite songs. They said it and I started singing and her eyes went wide open because everyone knows I don't know the words to songs. Even Rose is like, woo, she knows that one. And so I'm excited to hear them play that song after the news. It is time for an update. Here he is with your report is Rob Martier. The Chicago Clarinet Ensemble is about to play You Made Me Love You. We'll take the first caller who can tell us who sang this song about Clark Gable. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The Chicago Clarinet Ensemble with You Made Me Love You.
Thank you.
So we are, that was fantastic, the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble with You Made Me Love You. We are giving away two tickets to their performance on March 9th at Northeastern Illinois University. It's a an artist program, is that right, Rose?
Yes, we have John Brusier.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big event.
Symphony, and Diana Haskell, the St. Louis Symphony.
Oh, wonderful.
Lots of
original work, and they're going to have members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. She said names, and I have to get to the caller, and I have to get to an interview in just a moment. We have a winner on the line. Hi, Laura. You have an answer for my question about who sang that song to Clark Gable.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland sang that. She was singing that to a picture of him as she's sitting at her little desk. And thank you so much for calling. Are you able to go to their event on March 9th at Northeastern Illinois University?
I'm sure going to try.
All right. Well, we're going to have two tickets for you. And hang on the line. Craig will take care of you in just a moment. I want to thank everyone from the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble for joining us once again. And we have to figure out, so what's our next destination for having you in studio? Do you have any Irish songs? When Irish eyes are smiling. I think you can do that one for sure. I think you can do that. St. Patrick's Day is next for you, please. It's always our honor to have you in studio. And I'm, again, over the moon that Craig and you connected. Rose, always a pleasure.